As hurricane season kicks into full gear, Pennsylvania officials are reflecting on the impacts of Hurricane Agnes 50 years ago and urging property owners to consider getting flood insurance to protect their homes. Hurricane Agnes was the costliest big storm to hit the United States at the time in 1972. It affected much of the East Coast, but Pennsylvania was hit the hardest, with more than 3,000 businesses and 68,000 homes destroyed. The state's acting insurance commissioner, Michael Humphreys, says these natural disasters create hardship and stress for property owners left to deal with the aftermath.
There are too many Pennsylvanians who have lost everything and didn't have flood insurance to help them rebuild. Even if your property is outside a federally designated special flood hazard area and you are not required to buy flood insurance by your mortgage lender, you should consider flood insurance. The risk of flooding doesn't go away just because you paid off your mortgage.
Just last summer, Tropical Storm Ida caused severe flooding damage throughout the Commonwealth, with cleanup costs estimated at $100 million. People looking to purchase a home or property should do their research before buying to determine if the area has had previous flooding. Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency Director Randy Padfield says flooding continues to be the most common natural disaster experienced in the Commonwealth. He says over the past 28 years, 90% of the flooding incidents in the state have occurred outside of the special flood hazard zone, meaning places that have never seen flooding before.
Please take the first step and at least inquire as to what a policy would cost. You may be surprised to how affordable a policy is, depending on your individual circumstances and the peace of mind that it affords you and your family.
There's more information on the National Flood Insurance Program and other resources in the event of severe flooding on the state insurance department's website. In most cases, there's a 30-day waiting period after purchasing before flood insurance policies become active. This is Emily Scott reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.